USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, 643,660 new coronavirus cases were confirmed in the United States. 1,986 people died from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
This as Arizona Governor Doug Ducey says kids in his state are in school and will remain in classrooms. The Republicans saying his administration won't let a union create a situation like the one ongoing in Chicago. Ducey arguing kids need to be in the classroom.
We need to get our kids caught up. We need to keep them back in the classroom, and we need to support these families.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
The president spoke on the anniversary of the riots at the U.S. Capitol on Thursday.
President Biden addresses the nation Thursday morning.
The big lie being told by the former president and many Republicans who fear his wrath is that the insurrection in this country actually took place on Election Day, November 3rd, 2020. Think about that. Is that what you thought? Is that what you thought when you voted that day? Taking part in an insurrection? Is that what you thought you were doing? Or did you think you were carrying out your highest duty as a citizen and voting?
It should be noted, of the roughly 700 people charged with the riots on January 6, none of them have been charged with insurrection. Also, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger revealed Tuesday there is an active investigation into credible ballot harvesting allegations in the Peach State. New evidence brought forward by the organization True the Vote submitted the evidence on November 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Manhattan's new district attorney, Alvin Bragg, is making some changes that could downgrade charges for criminals within the city. The progressive policies announced are a concern for some, including New York Congresswoman Nicole Meliotakis, who says on Fox and Friends that these new policies under the DA will not help community efforts to restore New York.
This policy certainly is going to empower those who are doing the wrong thing in our city. And at a time when we just are trying to recover this city post-Bill de Blasio, to see that the new district attorney in Manhattan is someone who's not going to help us restore this city, bring people back to work, ensure that we attract more tourism, that we keep businesses here, he's going to be doing the exact opposite.
In a press release, District Attorney Bragg saying the new policies were designed to make people safer while freeing up the justice system to focus on what he called more serious crimes, which included sexual assault, murder, and large money crimes. General Motors is showing off its latest self-driving concept vehicle, GM unveiling a two-seat electric self-driving car called Innerspace at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. The company plans to reveal a personal mobile hotel called OpenSpace at a later date. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.